Just take a few drops of water and clean the left hand. Then take the water in the left hand and clean the right hand. Then take 3 drops and put in the right hand and sip. Chant Om Keshavaya Namaha. Wash your hand. Take another 3 drops. Again sip and chant. Om Narayana Namaha. Wash your hands again. Put 3 drops. Sip and chant. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Wash both the hands. And chant. Om. Apavitra. Pavitrova. Sarvavastham gatopiva yasmarit pundarikaksham saha bahya abhyantara suchihi Shri Vishnuho Shri Vishnuho Shri Vishnuho. Purified or unpurified, in any state, when one chants the holy name of Shri Vishnu 3 times, is considered to be purified inside and out. So, the Bhagavad Vidhi process plus Pancharatriki Yajna process, both are combined to witness the vow-taking ceremony. It's a lifelong vow of chanting 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles. They are essential to inculcate divine knowledge through which we will be able to progress towards our desired goal of life, which is called Krishna Prem. Brahma Samhita should be chanted.
Ishvarah Paramah Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakarasatma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavrutesha Surabhira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahastra Satasamrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Kanavantaramaravinda Dalayataksham Barahavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alola Chandra Kalasadvanamalya Vamsi Ratnangadam Pranaya Keli Kalavilasam Shyamam Tribhangalalitam Nyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Manantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayauvanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Pantha tu koti ratha rasa vrasat pragamyo vayo rathapi manasor munipungavanam yo prasyati apatiti prapate avichintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami ekopya saura chaitum jagadanda koti yachakti rasti jagadanda tayaya dantam Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yad bhava bhavita dhiyo manujasta thaiva Samprapya rupa mahimashanayana bhusha Shuktairameva nivgamapratithaistu vanti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmay rasat pratibhavitabhis tabhirya eva nijarupa kalatayabhi Golokeva nivasatya khalatma bhuto Govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena Santa sadaiva radeshu vilokayanti Yam shyama sundaram achintya gunasvarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ramadi murti shmatistan nana avataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna svayam samabhavat pamarapumanayo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yasya prabha prabhavito jagadanda koti koti shvashesha vasudhati vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalamanantam ashesha bhutam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traiganya tad vishaya veda vitaya vana sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ananda chinmaya rasatmanaya manasu ya praninam pratiphalan samutamupetya nilaitena bhuvanani jagasya jastram Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Golokadham dijadham nitalecha tasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Shuteshu Teshu Tete Prabhavani Chayavitaschayena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhavanani Bibarti Durga Ichchanu Rupam Api Apya Cheshta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Kshiram yathada divikara vishesha yoga Chantrinanitataha prathagasti heto Yasambhutam api tathasam upeti karyat Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Deeparchirevahi dashantaram abhyapetya Deepayate vibhruta heto samana dharma Yastadragevahi cha vishnataya vibhati Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yaha karna narnava jale bhajatisma yoga Nidramananta jagadanda saroma kupa Adhara shakti mavalambya param swamurtim Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yasvaisa nisvasati kalavatha valambya Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur Mahani Yasya Kala Vishesho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Vaswan Yathasma Shakalesho Nijesho Teja Sviyam Kiyat Tat Pratyapatati Tatra Brahmaya Esho Jagadanda Vidhana Karta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yadapada Pallava Yugam Pranidhaya Kumbha Dvandve pranama sayesi ganadhi raja Vignan vihantu mamalasya jagatrayasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Agnir mahir gaganam ambu marudasti rascha Kalastathatma manasiti jagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yachakshuresa savitasa kalagrahanam Raja samasta murati shashashesha teja Yasyagya brahmati samrata kala chakro Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Dharmo atha papa nishayasa sutayasta pamsi Brahmadi kita pataga vadayascha jiva Yaddatra matra vibhata prakata prabhava Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yastvendra gopam athavendra mahoshva karma Bandhanu bhajana matanoti కర్మాణి నిర్దహతి కింతు చ భక్తి భాజాం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. యం క్రోధ కామ ప్రణయ సహజాది భీతి వాత్సల్య మోహ గురు గౌరవ సేవ్య భావై సాంచింత్యం తద్దృశం తనుమాపునురేతి గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. శ్రీయ కాంతకాంత పరమ పురుష కల్పతరవో ద్రుమా భూమిశ్చింతమణి గణమయీతోయమృతం కథాగానం నాట్యం గణమపతి వంశీ ప్రియ సఖీ చిదానందం జ్యోతి పరమపి తదాస్వాద్యమపి చ సయత్ర క్షీరాబ్ద్రీ స్రవతి సురభిశ్చ సుమహాన్ నిమిషార్ధాఖ్యో వా వ్రజతి నహి యత్రాపి సమయః భజే శ్వేతదీపం తమం ఇమం గోలోకమితియం విందంస్తత్తే సంతః క్షితి విరలచారా కతిపయే. ఈశ్వరః పరమ కృష్ణ సచ్చిదానంద విగ్రహ అనాదిరాదిర గోవింద సర్వకారణ కారణం. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయ చక్షుర్మిళితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీజుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరిప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే. సో దిస్ ఇనిషియేషన్ సెరిమనీ ఈజ్ ది బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ రెగ్యులేటెడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. Generally, most of us who are pious and following the understanding of traditional religion by faith, we do not know the details that why we need to adhere to the principle given by the authorities like Vyasadev to follow specifically with understanding and knowledgeability of what we are doing. Rituals are performed on behalf of a yajman or a person through the agency of a brahmana does not necessarily give him any thorough understanding of what he is doing, why he is doing, and how it is being done. But it is not difficult if we learn through a specific school of thought we call sampradaya, then we will get a thorough understanding and we will realize that faith alone cannot help us, even though it is primarily required to make any progress. But because there is no regulated nurturing process There is no system of supervising what we are doing, you know. So therefore, we fail to progress. When Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world, he performed the required ceremonies according to the spiritual understanding, which should not be different in performance also. So both faith and practical application of the knowledge of the spiritual process, as well as the proper ritualistic process which is given in Narada Pancharatra, Agama Shastra and others, that coincide with meaningful application of our spirituality, they are no more said to be rituals, but they are very specific vidhis for specific purpose. Here, spiritual purpose has to be established. But who is the witness? The devotees are witness, the deity is witness, the fire sacrifice is the witness, and the guru will be the witness. Because the candidates are taking a lifelong vow, which is giving them the eternal benefit of spiritual awakening, giving them access to know the absolute truth and realize it, by which they can make a definite progress towards going back home, back to God. It's not that because I desire, I will go. It is because our life is exactly what we believe, we behave. So therefore, there is no hypocrisy involved. We have to mature. In the beginning, there may be something contradictory, that person who is a neophyte devotee. But one has to grow from the neophyte state. Narada Muni states in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam harir bhajan apakva patit tado yadi. Yakva abhadra abhut amushyakim. Ko artho apto abhajatam swadharmatah. In the process of the spiritual science, when a person starts growing up, means he may, you know, out of his immaturity fall down. But the spiritual process has an eternal benefit. Whatever one has rendered, it becomes a permanent asset. So, what in the world is going to be inauspicious for him? On the other behalf, ko apto abhajatam swadharmata, one who does not try to practice what he actually is and what he is supposed to do in this human form of life, if he lives simply for the sake of the body, bodily expansions, up to nationality, whatever he achieves, either in profit, adoration, and distinction, he has to leave behind after he quits the body. He gains nothing. What is supposed to go along with us? You can read this kind of slogans even in back of the truck in India. Socho saath mein kya jayega? Think, what will go with you? Those things which are of material nature, they are going to get stuck here. You can't take. You can't take your body along with you. You can't take the product of the body along with you. You can't take the results of your body works, you know, the fruit of the result of your karma. You can't take along with you. They do not accompany you. Everything is going to be left behind. What is going with you is your permanent asset. Have you ever built up? That is to be a $64,000 question. We have to build up the real asset, and that is spiritual asset. Many people are chanting even Hare Krishna, but are they regulated? They are Vaishnavas, but Vaishnavas have to grow. From neophyte state, one has to grow to at least Madhyam Adhikari in order to be exemplary. Uttam Adhikari will be rare, and we acknowledge it, but that doesn't discourage us to become regulated. A regulated devotee is far better than one who simply thinks he is well off, he is religious, and he does all the things. He doesn't cheat anybody, he doesn't lie, he doesn't give pain unnecessary to anybody. These are high morals, but morals are not spiritual in nature. One has to get ready to take up the command of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna explicitly tells us in Bhagavad Gita. He gives so many his own desires exposed. He gives. Yat karoshi, yadasnashi, yajjuhosi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunte, tat kurushva, madarpanam. Give it to me, give it to me. It's mine. So, the idea is that to take up the command of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the rare opportunity, because that is called the highest development of the humanity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered, Pruchvite ache jata sarvatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar behoi be morana. In every town and village, the holy name of Lord Krishna, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his names are being sung. The credit goes to Srila Prabhupada, who paved the way, and his disciples, and in succession they have a undisputable duty to carry it forward. So there is a Hare Krishna explosion by the chain reaction of resounding the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this is what is wanted, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave that it is the obligation of whoever has been born in India or of Indian descent. That is called Bharata Bhumi. Bharata Bhumi te hoile manushya janma jar janma sarthaka kari kara paropakar. A good Samaritan or a charitable person, he may do good, but he cannot do all good. He may do partial good because he does not know what is the standard of good in the first place. The standard of good is that by one's activity, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased or not. That should be seen. Atah pumbi dvijasreshta varnashama vibhagasha swanutisthasya dharmasya samsiddhim haritoshanam. Whether by our existence, by our activity, and by our progress, whether material or spiritual, who cares? But the progress should be, but is it giving satisfaction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not? Those who have no relationship, they say, oh, I do not care because I don't know him. Neither I have no connection. Ignorant people say that. Those who know, yes, Krishna is the Supreme, and I'm His part and parcel, fine. So, but I have no relationship with Him yet established. I'm looking for a guru. I do not know what my specific relationship, but who cares? Have you been connected or not? A relationship will be revealed later on. So the idea is that there are many, many different mentalities. But these stages of different types of thinking and mental conception, Krishna says, give up. Come and surrender to me. And then everybody agrees that yes, okay, I will try to make it before I die. But please don't tell me now. I have too many agendas. I have too many agendas. I'll certainly remember. Oh, only thing is to remember Krishna at the time of death. Yes, yes. So people whimsically tell, itna karna to Swami jab prana tan se nikle. Radha ko bhi saath mein lana jab prana tan. Are Baba. You have not prepared yourself and you desired this thing. How is it possible? So people have different conception. But Krishna says, give up all conception as soon as possible. But they are misconception. That's why. And mamekam sharanam vraja means just surrender to me and me alone and utterly. Then I will relieve you from all the sinful activities. What is sin? Oh, I'm not a sinful man. No, no, no. To take birth and have a material body is due to sinful desires. Sinful desire means completely opposite desire than Krishna's desire. Because you have, as a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the soul has its own swarupa. And why are you taking fake swarupas, temporary swarupa? So, one has to become thoughtful. Krishna is not lying. He is not trying to tell, oh, I am the Supreme, you surrender to me, otherwise I will take care of you, if you don't. He doesn't threaten you. Because behind the surrender, the desire of love is there. So how to develop this? It does not develop just like that because you think, and because you know certain songs or so-called bhajans without realization and without the approval of the revealed scriptures. You can't simply think that you are a devotee. No. Devotion is anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadana vratam anukullena krishnanu shilanam bhaktiruttama. So, this pure devotion, we don't have any other motivations behind it. Only whatever is favorable to Krishna must be accepted. Anukulyena anushilana. Pratikulam varjayat. What is anukul means favorable to Lord Krishna, accept. What is not favorable to Krishna, reject. Here we do in whimsical devotion, manamani bhakti. What we do, what is favorable to me, I will take it. What is unfavorable to me, I will not take. I don't care whether it is favorable or unfavorable. I do not know much about Krishna. But that excuse is nothing but ignorance. So, unless and until one is knowing things in a very approved, bona fide way, very honest, with the reference of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, one cannot go wrong. So here is the process that has been given by our predecessor Acharya to combine both Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi to witness the fidelity committed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Radha Kala Chanji, and for the vow means sacrifice, they are to be offered as oblations. So fire or fire god or the Agni Devata, he becomes the recipient. And the devotees will be witnessing not through their eyes, but the remnants of Krishna Prasadam through their mouth. So Krishna accepts everything completely through the mouth of devotees. In India, they were offering oblations through the mouth of Brahmana. But here we have a higher principle that beyond the Brahminical qualification, Vaishnava qualification is highly required to go back home, back to Godhead. A Brahmana may not go back home, back to Godhead, but Vaishnava will. The whole path is open. And for Vaishnava, there is no caste, creed, or sex discrimination. Anybody who chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is a Vaishnava. But we need to grow. We need to become very regulated. In the regulative process, which is called Vaidhi Bhakti, the first six steps of progression are Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajana Kriya Atha Anartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nishtha Tatha Ruchi. These six steps are coming through the association of the devotees. Association of devotees, of right kind of association, will pave the way for liberation. So, but the association is a must. Even if one is weak, that he is unable to do all this thing all alone. So, association helps to rectify so many things. In Krishna consciousness, and especially the Sankirtan movement established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, congregational chanting, where every practice can be done in congregation. That is called Yajnaihi Sankirtanam Prahe, is an act of intelligence. You utilize the association of the devotees for your entire devotional progress. That is an act of intelligence. So, there are so many unearthers in our life because we have been born out of ignorance. Even though we have tradition, but because there was no systematic knowledge disseminated to understand the spirituality, all these premises do not give us guarantee. So therefore, in the association, there are so many do's and don'ts are given. Right? Many times we think, oh, I cannot live without this, that, this. But when you prefer, and by understanding and realizing, you may not become fearful to eradicate it. It is the strength of association that you get encouragement to even eradicate any name unearthed, unwanted thing in our life. Out of ignorance, we hide behind certain unearthers. Oh, I cannot do. I have this habit. I have that habit. You have to become master on your own self, which is having so many faculties out of control. So systematically, regulatedly, we have to control through the help of the devotees. So it becomes a path opening to for liberation. If we are conditioned through our own habits, where is the question of liberation? But liberation is not an extraneous effort outside of our devotion. No, it is embedded within the devotion, and you will never know that you really got rid of this thing. Alone you could not have done. So, association is so much valuable. Never underestimate association of the devotees. So, to verify our faith, these four steps are necessary. So we will get unshakable faith, which is called nishtha, which is the fifth stage. Nishthavan labhate jnanam. He gets the divine knowledge that is required, which was the purpose of the initiation. Divyam jnanam. This is a process to first inculcate the divine knowledge. Arjuna was given divine knowledge to understand how Lord Krishna is permeating throughout the whole material cosmic manifestation. He wanted to see, and that was even sum total of all material energy manifested in Virat Roop. That is said in Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter. For seeing that, also one has to have divine knowledge. But divine knowledge is to be observed through eyes made up of skin that is incompatible. So Krishna is giving that divine eyes. Divyam dadati te chakshu. I am giving you that divya chakshu through which, it means pashyanti jnana chakshusha. He sees through the eyes of knowledge. So again, we are all born in the darkness of ignorance, and our spiritual master kindly opened our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So the Shastra is telling very systematically to award us Divya Gyan. So this process will definitely give if we adhere to the regulated principles, then one will be given access to confidential devotional service. Confidential means Krishna and the soul both are related, both have individual relationship. So here the relationship is being established through the vows. So one belongs to, there will be name-given ceremony. Generally, our names are coming from all our scriptures pertaining to the Lord's name. Even in Christianity, most of the names are coming from Bible and the characters there. Even in the Islam, everyone is getting the name through some direct or indirect connection of the Supreme Lord. But these names are traditional. People simply select. Sometime we are so much obsessed by Mayavad that, oh, what is in a name? What is the big deal in a name? A rose by the name Rose is a rose. So, but no. You are not unreal. You are real. So you should have an establishment of reality in your life. Not temporarity. Temporary life is not actually said to be real. It is called asat. So spiritual life is called Sat. It is eternal. It pertaining to the soul and our connection with the Supreme Soul or Krishna. So how the name given is there, even though it is identical, but we have to put up very meaningful way of acceptance. And generally spiritual master gives. Otherwise, our father sister gives. But that name is given. Sometimes they go out of the track and accept some unmeaningful name like Rinku and Tinku. It means somebody doesn't have an iota of what reality is. It's a make-believing thing. We are not living a make-believe thing. We have to keep our eyes open, very careful observation through which we can really make a tangible progress so that can be everlasting. So here, the name-given ceremony will be there. Traditionally, while conferring the name, we are reminded that the most important aspect of this vows are giving promise to chant minimum 16 rounds every day without fail. Sometimes we think that our intensified devotional service, especially on Ekadashi, we tell them, okay, can you chant 25 rounds also along with it? We are greedy anyway. So we may ask, and says, okay, yes. Then four regulative principles of liberation, they have to tell. But we also tell that, please try to avoid all these 10 offenses against the holy name. So traditionally, we enumerate these offenses and try to imbibe the very meaningful understanding so we may not commit offense towards the holy name. Just like we are observing the etiquette in the temple, we don't talk here anything of Gramya Katha or simply talk about mundane things. Now, here is Lord Shri Krishna, his Sakshat. So, we have to develop certain etiquette. So there are offenses in the temple room we have to be aware of. Just like Nityananda Prabhu told, please do not show your back to the deity. You know, at least sit a little bit at angle, you know, that will be justified. So the idea is that ignoring the deity and showing somebody's back is called adharma. Right? Neither we worship the Supreme Lord on his backside. We have to worship him in front. So why do we have to show our back to him? So the idea is that it's an etiquette which is called the aparad on the congregation, seva aparad. You have come here to do seva. Even hearing Krishna Katha is also seva. Chanting Hare Krishna, attending aarti, this is all seva of our. We offer our body in front of the Lord in order to participate in His glorification. Use any part of the body in glorification of the Lord is seva. It's a service. So devotion does not exist simply on the name of devotion. It is devotional service is the true understanding of bhakti. So we enumerate the 10 offenses. The first and foremost offense is to blaspheme the devotee who has dedicated his life in propagating the holy name of the Lord. Because One who has given up his life in service of the Lord to spread his glories is not an ordinary person. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Without the potency of the Lord, Lord's glories cannot be spread. So one who is trying to spread means he is utilizing Krishna Shakti. It should be utilized properly in Krishna Seva. So therefore, a person who has dedicated his life in propagating the holy name of the Lord, he is identical in spirituality behavior. He must be honored. He is not to be blasphemed. Second offense is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator, maintainer and dissolver of entire cosmic manifestation. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, this Vishnu is the tertiary expansion, the third expansion of Vishnu. First expansion is called Mahavishnu, second is called Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and the third one is called Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who is taking the charge of maintaining the material manifestation of a particular universe. But there are millions of universes. So therefore, such personalities are millions. It's said in Srimad Bhagavatam why these three categories are different. But nonetheless, everyone is an expansion of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. We call it Krishna according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Krishna also says the same thing in Bhagavad Gita, that Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Sarvam means perfectly complete. You know, it is in him. Who? Eko Bahushyam. That one is expanding into many. There is one God. There are no millions of gods. God means the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. So therefore, if everything is expanding from him, then are they independent? The expansions are not independent. Neither their names are independent. They are all connected with Krishna. So therefore, to worship separately, in front of the Supreme Lord, to worship them separately is an offense. Even to consider them independent is also an offense. Nothing is independent. Only one person, the Supreme Person, is called Swarat, or perfectly independent. We are all dependents. Anything that is manifested is a dependent existence, whether spiritual or material. Therefore, he remains the complete, perfect. Om Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, Purnada, Purnamadachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishyate. So, the idea is that there is one Purnam. We read in Brahma Samhita also, Dipārcire vai dasāntaram abhyapetya dīpāyate vibhrutahetu samāna dharma. If you buy a candlestick, bunch of candlestick in a packet, everyone is equally made. And probably when you light, everyone can be equally lit. So candle power may be looking the same, but we are concerned with yastādra geva hi cha vishnu taya vibhāti agra eva. What is the original candle that is the lit, from which all other candles can be lit? That we are concerned, that must be the Supreme. That is Brahma's realization in Brahma Sahita. So we have to follow a specific disciplic succession in order to understand the absolute truth for which we are undertaking this process. Third offense is to disobey the orders of spiritual master. Spiritual master is not a whimsical person to give any kind of order. If a person is desiring to do the service, that qualification can, without any restriction, will perform any kind of service. So, if somebody denies for some reason, it can be understood, and maybe a limitation other, but to disobey means when you are angry and yet you do not want to do and this and that, then there will be kind of communication break. There will be some kind of different desires are there. Of course, a spiritual master will not give that kind of desire or order that will make you in a kind of fix. Oh, do or die. That's the kind of thing, you know. No. We have to understand the how much one can develop, gradually one can develop, and we can put up with a very progression. Because unless and until there is progress, there should not be anticipation that yes, he will be able to do or not. So, naturally, whimsical application is not wanted. So, that is the generalized rule. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The Vedas are definitely designed to accommodate every living entity's every desires. They are called kalpatarus. But while fulfilling the desires according to the Vedic suggestions and applications, people have to be abiding by the rules and regulations. But they are meant for progression towards the eternal abode where the living entities have come from. Many will be too much obsessed for the materialism. So, okay, just believe and do this kind of karma kanda, this, fine. But they are not all in all. You have to grow up. Because there were only four Vedas. Vyasadeva has to make it more elaborate, so he wrote 108 Upanishads in order to learn specific branch of the knowledge in association with the spiritual master. Then the Puranas were there. In the Vedas, there are two kinds of situations are described. One is called prayer, another is called Shreya. For immediate benefit, certain situation has been given. So people who are inclined for simply immediate, they go through the karmakanda process. But those who are targeting for the Shreya, ultimate benefit, they may be highly developed also. They may be more intelligent than the others. Because tunde tunde matirbhinna. In every cranium there is a different desire. So therefore, to accommodate this, we have to understand, to take the vow of following four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds throughout their life, it's not an ordinary attempt. It is a very well thought Vittalbhain, Padmabhain, they have been chanting since 13 years, right? 13 to 15 years. You know, It's been going on for long. But anyway, the idea is that upon maturity of a resolve when it is going to be taken, then these vows are not ordinary. They are very well thought out for a definite progress. So, to understand the ultimate benefit, according to the Vedas, it is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. For the ultimate benefit, Uttamam, for the ultimate benefit, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Shastre Parechanishnatam Brahmani Samupashrayam. Must be expert in conclusive aspect of the transcendental science of the Vedas.
Yes.
All right. So the idea is that conclusion should be there in our life. It is not that the Shastras are going to wander you around. Yes, you have to find out a bona fide spiritual master to understand precisely what is what. It's not going to tell you roundabout. Srila Prabhupada brought a very prestigious tradition that starts from Lord Sri Krishna himself all the way up to current. And it is to be understood that such an opportunity to come into this tradition is not an ordinary matter. So the idea is that the Vedas, or whatever is written in Vedas, is of specific purpose and it cannot be blasphemed. So naturally, the conclusions of the Vedas which have been written, that is a corollary to the Vedas or Vedic authority. It does not deny the Vedic authority, but it as specializes to expose the Vedic authority. So the Vedic the literature in pursuance of Vedic version is that conclusive aspects. So we should take that with wholeheartedness without any criticism to the Vedas. The fifth is to think chanting of Hare Krishna to be imagination. This is not an imaginary process. It has been given by the Lord Himself. Krishna tells, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatam tascha dradabrata namasyantasya mam bhaktya nikti ukta upasate. Always chant. Always. Satatam. That is the business of a devotee 24 hours a day. But we do activities too, but that also becomes kirtan. We must perform all the activities for glorification of the Supreme Lord. When Prabhupada was initiated, they had to give promise for chanting 64 rounds. It will take 8 hours straight. But Prabhupada was so clever that he gave us only 2 hours of chanting and taking another 8 hours of service minimum in Krishna, sir. Because that becomes kirtan. So what is the difference? Prabhupada is expert. Chant 16 rounds minimum, that will take 2 hours, but then perform all the activities in favor of Krishna, you know, that becomes kirtan, glorification of Krishna. So Krishna consciousness means a practical application. We develop the consciousness, not material consciousness, but material energy will be also employed in the service of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. After all, nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. We are the false proprietor, a temporary show bottle, people. Everything is Krishna's property. but it should be employed in Krishna's service. Now, the sixth offense is to give mundane interpretation to the holy name of the Lord. People learn something of grammar, people learn something of literature, they read and they become so much obsessed by their degrees, MA, PhD, DSc, whatever they call, and they think they know better. One of my relatives told me, oh, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita should remain occult. It should not be taught anything. I said, who said that? Krishna tells. Go and preach this most confidential knowledge to my devotees. And nobody will be more dearer to me than he. Why do you say this? They bring out something, a wrong conclusion, because they think they are more knowledgeable than Krishna. After all, Krishna was only a cowboy, a Texan cowboy. We are Texan Krishnas, right? No. He may look like a cowboy. Jai Shri Radha. Kala Chanji ki jai. So the idea we have to take that. Don't try to make a meaning out of Hare Krishna. If there is a specific meaning, oh dear Radharani, please help me to serve Lord Krishna. You know the best, therefore you teach me. That's what Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's a very obnoxious mentality. One's holy name coming out from the mouth, will not help him. As if, we are chanting and getting purified, then like an elephant, after taking a bath in clean water and comes and starts spreading dirt on his body. Shaucha kunjaravat. Once you chant, chanting is going to purify you. But once you knowingly commit sinful activities and think that, Hare Krishna will compensate. No, Hare Krishna will send you to punishment. We should not have that obnoxious idea. Eighth offense is to consider chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be one of the ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas, like Karma Kand. We are not going to perform Karma Kand over here. This is in inviting the pleasure of the Lord Vishnu. Here, Lord Vishvakshena is installed. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu to take care of all the inauspicious things around. Right? All the inauspiciousness will be removed. And it is for his pleasure that he is going to accept the oblation on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, when we perform the fire sacrifice, Vishvakshen is the direct recipient of the oblations. We are recipient of that prasad, but it is in our witness. So purpose is not to obtain a fruitive result. To obtain love of Godhead is not a fruit of material enjoyment. Karma Kand is for fruits of material enjoyment or passing on the benefit to deceased, like that. This is not Karma Kand. So to think, even chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, oh, we will get something, we'll get a Mercedes car. No, nothing. Probably, even if you have Mercedes, probably Krishna will take that away. Instead of asking, he will get you. Ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. It's an offense in order to not only waste time, or it is something that Krishna will be blasphemed. Never create an opportunity for people to criticize Krishna or his devotees. So, as soon as one tells that he's an atheist, tell him thank you and give him prasad, but don't preach. Don't preach. Those who have different opinion, don't preach. Whether they are all kinsmen or not, don't preach. We have to preach through our example. That is the best preaching. To propagate the holy name, devotees take a lot of risk. But as soon as they find somebody is an atheist, they said, Prabhu, here is prasad. If you like, take it. Otherwise, Hare Krishna. Thank you. We do not want to encumber any inconvenience on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a favorable service. Why do we drag into an insulting situation ourselves for Krishna and the devotion? For those fools who do not understand, let them remain outside. But anybody who is inquisitive, we are free to preach. Then, tenth offense is to not have complete faith on chanting of Hare Krishna. And to maintain material attachment, even after understanding so many times and the matter of spiritual emancipation. Because both go ill together. But if we are really worshipping the Supreme Lord, causeless detachment and knowledge follows. So, it's a result of the advancement. You don't have to artificially give up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sthane sthita surti gataham tanu vang manovi. Stay wherever you are. But just act according to the verdict of the Shruti, Shastras, and you will be better off. So that's the idea. There is also an additional offense which we call, it is the mother of all offense. Not father of all offense. It's called mother. Because mother begets. And that is inattentive chanting. If we chant inattentively, it gives the way to mind to indulge in all these things and will deviate from our awareness on Krishna. Therefore, these offenses are being committed. Before the offense manifests, there are anarthas. And before the anarthas are properly understood, there is ignorance of the efficacy of the holy name. So we have to systematically understand the efficacy of the holy name, that how the holy name is powerful over the material manifestation. Why Krishna is calling that as a superior energy? That we are taking the help of it in order to overcome our material disease. So, light principle, and this is very nicely explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nivritta tarasai upagiyamana bhavoshadi shrotra manobhiramat कह उत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादान पुमान विरज्जित बिना पशुघ्न. Who will not be able to chant Hare Krishna unless he is the killer of the soul? Because this chanting in the choicest poetry of the highest eclat is the medicine for eradicating the bhavarog of our repeated birth and death. It is to be taken through the ear, not through any other, not through the mouth. Why Shravanam is given first importance than Kirtanam? If you are going to, not going to hear what you are going to chant, why chant in the first place? If you are not going to hear, that means you will develop awareness. Otherwise, the Abhas chanting will give you definite liberation, but like Ajamil, he had to go through quite good grinding mill of his karma. It can give you liberation, but not love of Godhead. Our target is love of Godhead. So, simply call out for the help, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, now the name given ceremony. And you have to pay obeisances. But first go offer Prabhupada the obeisances and then come and pay your obeisances. And I'll ask you. Prabhupada. Generally, we call by one by one, but I'm going to call both of them together. I'm envious of both their names. Vittalbhai and Padma. Anyway. Before I give you new name, are you both promising to chant 16 rounds minimum daily? Yes. And please try to chant 25 on Ekadashis, special days. Become monastery. Yeah, he can do. And what are the four regulative principles? You agree?
No gambling, no eating, no intoxication.
All right. Good. As I said, I was envious of your names. I'm not going to change much. But I would like to remember Srila Prabhupada and when he went to Tirupati Balaji, he told that Venkateshwar is very rich. He's the husband of Mother Lakshmi. And you are not preaching at all here. Everything is so opulent. What do you do for the money? You should use for glorification of the Lord throughout the world. We are doing this activity. And in Tirupati, there is nobody. They say, yes, Swamiji, we agree, but you do, we give you the land. So they donated a big chunk of land, you know, right in the base of Venkatadri. And ISKCON just opened 3 years back, a very big temple, very nicely done. So Prabhupada used to call Venkateshwar Vaikuntheshwar, because that is the correct understanding. And I'm just adding the same thing, that your name would be Vaikuntheshwar Balaji. And again, and Venkateshwar Balaji, Vaikuntheshwar Balaji's consort is none other than Padmavati Devi Dasi. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please sit down.
Thank you.
will start the offering. You should hold a few grains between the middle two fingers and the thumb and offer in front and the fire. Don't throw anywhere else. But at every sloka, we will chant three times, Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Ulmilitan Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Swaha 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 Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Anvitans Cha Swaha 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 Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Swaha Swaha Swaha. You chant. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Jvala Premadhyā Shriman Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Krishna Karunashakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harine Swaha 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 Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanu Gavarayate Swaha 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 Gaura Virbhava Bhumistvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Namastute Swaha 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 Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Swaha 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 Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Swaha Swaha Swaha
He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Swaha 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 Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gatihi Matsarvasva Padambojo Shri Radha Madan Mohano Swaha 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 Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadramadaha Srimad Ratnagara Sihasanasthau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthali Bihi Sevyamano Smarami Swaha 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 Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vaunshi Vata Tata Sthitaha Karshan Venu Swayam Gopi Gopinathaya Sriyastunaha Swaha 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 He Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Swaha 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 Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Swaha Swaha Swaha
Swaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Swaha,
Swaha,
Swaha.
Now you can stand up with banana in your two palms. Namo Brahmanya Devaya
Namo Brahmanya Devaya
Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha
Jagat Hitaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya Namo Namaha
Swaha
Swaha
Swaha